The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Ebbingham, Kansas. We're getting set for high school basketball this evening on CARE Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. It'll be Atchison County Community High School playing host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. He's our man producing and engineering and running all the stuff back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, appreciate you always. Tom Counts with you here courtside. A couple of games coming up. Ladies first. Guys are going to be the second game. In this game, we got two teams who have a lot to battle for as we get ready to go into the holiday break. We're going to talk about that, give you a little insight, bring you the starters, all that and more when we return to Effingham right after this.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Here in Effingham, Kansas, the two teams getting ready to go with this ladies' game. Again, the guys' game coming up after this one. Let's take a look at the starters for game one. First of all, for the visitors out of Valley Falls, Lady Dragons come into the ball game at 0-4 under head coach Chad Van Houten, and they're going to be starting Chloe Cox, the 5'5 junior, 5'5" junior Paisley Heinen. You got Callie DeLong out there. She's a junior at 5'4", and 5'9" junior Abby Wilson, and the lone seniors, Gracie Connor, of 5'6". And with that, the ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled out by Valley Falls, and we're underway. For the Lady Tigers and head coach Andrew Eckert, ACCHS is going to be starting Cadiz Foltz. She is the senior, along with senior Ava Spear and senior Addison Crockett, a junior, and Jenna Larison, and a freshman, that'll be Lucy Kaiming. First possession of the ball game went to Valley Falls, and they were not able to get the shot away, turning it over, and the Tigers down the floor. Shot is up. No follow shot off the window. Won't quite fall, and the rebound put back up again. Three shots for the Tigers. None of them will drop. Valley Falls is going to come back up court with the basketball, and here comes Callie DeLong. Callie will swing it over to the right side. Atchison County's going to start off a little 2-3 zone defense. Skip pass into the right corner. The ball loose for a moment, but saved by the Dragons. In the lane, shot up, rejected. Nice block in the middle by Addison Crockett. And back up with the ball come Atchison County. Here's Ava. Spear will launch it over into the right corner. On the floor, two times running baseline shot up, too strong. Rebound to go down is going to be Valley Falls and Abby Wilson. Abby will kick it over very quickly to DeLong, and Callie will glide into the forecourt. Lose the handle on the ball, able to rescue it in the lane. Two defenders surround her, and she will travel with a basketball. So ACCHS set to get it back. We're 6:48 to go in the opening quarter, looking for the first point of the ball game. And these are two teams who are looking for the first W of the season. So it is going to be a huge moment for one of these teams very shortly. And now the Lady Tigers are going to make a substitution. Coming into the lineup for the first time tonight, for the first time this season, is going to be the senior, Madison Martin. Madison suffered an injury last season and has been looking to get back, and she is on the floor right now. 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers into the forecourt with the basketball, and Valley Falls also is going to be setting up in the 2-3 zone. Martin will take it to the free throw line, brings it back out on top. They'll swing it over to Spear. Pass in the middle of Martin on the floor. One time turn, shoots, can't get it to fall in. Rebound to go back down. Valley Falls and Chloe Cox. Chloe will take it into the forecourt, driving it down the far sideline, and then we're going to get an offensive foul, setting an illegal screen. Paisley Heinen. Official slides over here, makes the official indication. So Paisley will have her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the ballgame by either team. 6:26 to go and rolling along here in quarter number one of the girls' game. Spear brings it to the top. Everybody drops back in the zone. She squares up, launches a three. Won't fall for her. And a rebound cleared down by Valley. And again, it'll be DeLong into the forecourt. Dishes it over to the right side. Kicks it there to Chloe. Cox all the way around the perimeter. Dumps it to the baseline left corner. And now dribble it out toward the top. Running a little motion. Feet into the lane. Twisting, turning. Shot high up off the window. Catches the front lip of the rim and it goes in. Valley falls on the board first. The bucket by Gracie Connor. And Valley will take the early lead at 2-0. And now they're going to steal the Tiger upcourt pass. Shot goes up. Won't go in, but there has been a foul committed. So Atchison County going to pick up their first foul of the evening. And it'll put Valley Falls to the free throw line. The whistle is going to be on Ava Spear. Stepping to the line for the Lady Dragons, it'll be Chloe Cox. Point, gonna take her time. Little right hand dribble, eyes it up, flips it up, perfect. Valley will extend its lead now to 3-0. We're at the 5:48 mark of the opening quarter. Same routine, same shot. This time a different outcome as it does not go in, and there's gonna be a reprieve as the Tigers are gonna be guilty of a lane violation. So Chloe will get that second shot again. She'll stride up there, just steps a little bit to the center or to the left of center. She lines up, and that one is going to be a little bit short. Offensive rebound, followed up. No, offensive rebound, followed up. Blocked by Martin, and a rebound will be pulled down by Madison. Here comes Atchison County. So ACCHS will make their way into the forecourt. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter, still looking for their first point of the ballgame, and they trail it 3-0. The feed into the right side. Could have been batted free and stolen. Here comes Valley Falls. They'll race it down in front of the scorers table. Bounce pass to the block. Shot is up. No. And a rebound. Cleared away by the Tigers. And it's going to be Jenna Larson with it. So back to the other end of the court we go. ACCHS going from left to right. Spear will launch another three. It's going to be wide to the right side. And the rebound will be lost out of play. It'll be off the Tigers. Coming back into the game for head coach Andrew Eckert will be Addison Crockett, And ACCHS is going to have a very decided height advantage on the court right now. 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Valley with the ball, with the lead. Here's a 14-footer. Too strong. Rebound. Offensive board. Followed up. No. Rebound pulled down off the floor. Followed up. Blocked by Martin. And the rebound to Crockett. Atchison County. Back up court with the basketball. Still a 3-0 lead for the Lady Dragons with 4:44 to go in the first. On the left side, thinking about the three, Larrison then pulls it down, tries to pass it to the middle, can't get the ball into Crockett. Here comes Valley Falls, taking it the other way. Valley in the traveling black uniforms with gold lettering and trim the Tigers into home whites with orange and black. The step to the right side of the lane from 13 is up and no good. The rebound is on the floor. Valley's going to rescue it, kick it back to the top. The uncontested three is going to be wide to the right side. And the rebound tipped back into the field of play, taken down by Atchison County. So the Tigers are bring it back up the court. We are midpoint of quarter number one. 3-0 Valley Falls with the early lead here in the girls' game. Tigers continue to look for that first point of the contest. Spear will launch a three. Got it! Ava Spear! We are tied 3-3. 3:50 to go in the first. Really nice crowd here tonight for ACCHS. That shot's going to be blocked by Martin, her third block in about that many minutes of the ball game. For ACCHS, it will be the final game of 2025. And interestingly, for Valley Falls, as the defender comes racing out on top and loses her footing a little bit, collides, and Callie DeLong will have her first foul. For Valley Falls, tomorrow, they're going to be right back at it. That's right. They will have one more game before the holiday, and it's going to be on Saturday, and it's going to be with Axtell. Atchison County going to rotate a couple of players in and out at 3:28 to go and putting the ball in play from the far sideline. Katie Spoltz will do the inbound. Atchison County has also brought Emma Stevens into the game. And the Tigers will turn it over on the inbound play. 3-3 is your score at 3:25 to play in the opening quarter. High school girls basketball on Care Radio this evening with the guys' game coming up after this one. The feed to the right side of the block and reaching in. Nice defensive play by Emma Stevens, and are they going to call her for a foul? It will be. I thought maybe she'd locked that ball up, but they're going to call her for a foul. So for Emma, it'll be team foul, or personal foul one, and Tiger team foul two. So team fouls are even at two apiece on these clubs. Valley will bring it into the top of the key. The bounce pass into the lane, and there was just nobody home down there. They'd already vacated that spot off the left baseline. It's going to come back to ACCHS. Tigers have Lucy Kymig putting the ball in play, and Ava Spear bringing it up. Emma Stevens, bottom left, in the center, you're going to find Addison Crockett, and over to the right side, Katie Spoltz. Inside 3 minutes ago, now the pass across court is going to be stepped in front of us, holding away. The run to the other end, and a little push that will stop that breakaway layup from going in, but it is going to be the first foul on the Tigers, Lucy Kymig. So for Atchison County, it'll be team foul three. And Valley Falls coming back to the free throw line, and this time it'll be Callie DeLong. Callie looks for her first point of the evening and continues to look, because the first one will hit the rim, kick over to the left side. Allison Dremel checking into the game now for Coach Eckert and Atchison County. Few hard dribbles, second free throw, bounces off the rim, nope, rebound, cleared away by ACCHS. Spear starts to come up the floor with it, and the defender comes up from behind her. Spear claims that she was pushed. The official says you traveled, and it's always the guy in stripes whose opinion is accurate, and it'll be Valley Falls basketball from the far sideline. 2 minutes and 48 to go in the first, so even at three. Valley will look it in, kicks it out on top to DeLong. She dribbles toward the top, then changes it back down to the right side. Goes to Brecken Moore down here. Now into the baseline corner right. The pass to the top. Tracy Connor has it. It's stripped away from her, but Rabbi Wilson's going to rescue it. Now the drive into the right side, the ball blocked by Crockett. And then on an effort at a second block on a follow shot, I believe it will be a foul by Addison. It will. So Addison Crockett picking up her first foul. Four players for Atchison County with one foul each. 2:27 to go in the first. And before the ball comes in play, we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break, shall we, with Valley Falls and head coach Van Houten. It occurs here with 2:27 to go in the opening quarter at Effingham. Valley Falls, ACCHS, girls game tied at 3.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with TFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential, land, and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. TFN Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls puts the ball in play, takes a quick shot, but misses, and another Addison Crockett rebound. ACCHS in the forecourt. Ball going to be slapped out of bounds. Lots of games going on. Pretty full slate everywhere. Halftime. Oskaloosa girls are leading Horton 19-18. That's a good one going on. You're going to be able to get all those scores on the high school basketball scoreboard show coming up on 103.9 at the conclusion of the ball games tonight. So tune in, Jake and Boz. Final game of final scoreboard show of 2025. How about that? Hard to believe. Here we are. Around to the left side, Valley Falls. They've slowed it down, looking to be a little more patient coming out of the timeout. They work the outside all the way to the right, try to go into the middle. No room. They'll reverse the ball, go back around to the left side. They've got Caden Strickler in the game. Caden brings some height to the lineup at 5'10". She is the tallest player on a Valley Falls roster, and she is only a freshman. But the ball goes in the middle. We're going to get a jump ball called in possession. We'll come to Atchison County. Chloe Cox will rotate into the ball game, taking out Callie DeLong for Valley Falls. And here comes Atchison County. Heiming puts it in play. And up the floor is going to be Ava Spear. She'll swing it over to the left side. Emma Stevens. Here's a runner by Ava. It comes up short. She rolls to the floor. No foul called. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Crockett. She needs a little bit of help. Lift lob underneath for Martin. Her shot is up. No, but Madison gets fouled. And she'll come to the free throw line looking for her first point. The whistle is going to be on Valley Falls. It's Gracie Connor, her first. Four fouls for the Lady Tigers. Three by Valley Falls. And no player yet with more than one. We're in 1:13 to go in the first quarter. Martin's first free throw, perfect. And Madison Martin gets her first point tonight. One more shot coming up for the Tiger senior. Jenna Larrison rotates back in for ACCHS. And Andrew Eckert has a revolving door, constantly moving players in and out and getting a different look out of the court. Second free throw does not go in. But ACCHS has taken a lead at 4-3. And with 70 seconds left in the first quarter, Valley Falls coming up court with it. Chloe goes right side. They'll feed in the lane, but way behind it. Below the basket is Abby Wilson. She'll try to bring it out on top. The pass flapped away, knocked out of bounds by Emma Stevens. It'll be off the Tigers. Valley will put it in play right in front of the Atchison County bench. The lob will come to the top. Brecken Moore feeds it right side. Three shot, too long. Follow shot, no. Rebound, Martin. Tigers are going to take it back the other way. 50 seconds left, opening quarter. Ava Spear, shoulder high dribble, and she'll bring it up. Stops, top of the key. About a step above the circle. Lobs down low, wants Martin, but the pass is going to be a little too short. And the defender in front of her is able to intercept that pass. And here comes Valley Falls, the steal by Caden Stryker. See, Valley Falls has put their tallest player into the game to try to counteract that Tiger height right now, and as the drive goes into the lane, we'll get an Atchison County foul. The whistle is going to be on Jenna Larrison. It'll be the Tigers' fifth. It'll be Jenna's first, and so now still no player on either team has more than one. Providing the balls at the free throw line is Gracie Connor, the 5'6" senior, puts it up and in. And Gracie will have her third point of the game. She has the only field goal for Valley Falls. And she's just tied the game at four. Looks it over. The lefty shoots, gets them both. So Gracie Connor with 4 points. And Valley Falls is up by one. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Tigers will bring it in the backcourt. And Emma Stevens, she'll bring it up the floor. Drives to the left, cuts into the lane, feeds across into the left side. Natchez County is going to reset the offense. Larrison will bring it up on top, bounce it into the middle. Stevens out on top and go. Now the lob underneath, gets it to Martin that time. She'll turn, shot up soft, gets her own rebound, follows up, rolls off the rim, tip back up, won't go again. And this time Valley's going to pull it down. They're going to have to hurry. Into the forecourt with 2 seconds. The running long shot, wide left. And that is the end of the opening quarter. I'm out on the floor in Effingham, Kansas, after the first quarter of the girls' game. It's Valley Falls 5, Atchison County 4.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
We're going to the second quarter of the girls' game with Valley Falls on the road tonight, leading it by one. It is 5-4. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with the here courtside, and Valley Falls with the alternate possession will be putting the ball in play to begin the quarter. They'll feed down to the bottom, and the cross-court pass slapped away by Addison Crockett. Tigers are going to have, it looks like, the original five out there, Fultz, Larson, Kamek, Spear, Crockett. Here's a 14-foot runner. It's off the window, no good. Addison County sweeps down the rebound. Fultz will clear it away. Here comes Ava Spear. And for Valley Falls, it would appear to be, no, it's not going to be their starting five. You got Cadence Strickler. She's going to start the second quarter at the five spot. She's going to be out there with Brecken Moore and Abby Wilson, Chuck Chloe Cox, and Paisley Heinen. Now the Tigers will lose it out of bounds into the Valley Falls bench. Here come the Dragons. Half a minute into quarter number two. Sports continues here on Care Radio. I know we're approaching Christmas time, but still a lot of games ending up this opening semester. Baseline turnaround shot. Nope. Offensive board. Put back up and in. Give those 2 points to Valley Falls, and Brecklyn Moore will have her first of the game. And it is now 7-4 Valley Falls. They have a 3-point lead. They have led by three early in the game. And as we get to the other end of the floor, a quick Tiger shot and a quick Valley Falls foul. The whistle is going to be on Streckler. It is her first foul, and it'll be the first foul of the second quarter. Coming to the free throw line, Ava Spear. Ava has a 3-point shot for the Tigers to account for most of their points. Her free throw is up a little bit short. The other Tiger point belongs to Madison Martin for Valley Falls. 4 for Gracie Connor. Chloe Cox with 1, and now in this quarter, Brecklyn Moore has a couple. Ava's second free throw. Yeah. 4 points now for Ava Spear. and it's a 7-5 Valley Falls lead. We go inside 7 to play first half. Skip pass comes out on top for Valley to Abby Wilson. Now from the left, three-point shot off the window from the left side. And good by Paisley Heinen. Paisley using the glass. And the Tigers are going to take a timeout. Let's do it with 6:44 to go in the half. Girls high school basketball. It's Valley Falls 9, Atchison County 5.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Here we go. Valley Falls in front. The Tigers taking a timeout. Let's see what Coach Eckert has shared with his team. And for Valley Falls, they're going to switch it up. They're going to go to full court pressure on the Tiger backcourt inbound. Ava Spear brings it up, changes heads of the dribble, splits a pair of defenders, and brings it easily into the forecourt. The ball comes way up top side. Larison, she's working it between the circles, pivots with the left foot, head fake, starts into the lane. The defender reaches in. Stealing the ball is going to be Heinen, and are they going to call a foul on this? Trying to decide just what has happened. They're going to be inbounding the ball. I didn't see a foul call. Tigers are going to have it in from the far side. If it's never come over to the sideline to give us that. But anyway, whatever it was that happened, it's going to be Tiger basketball. They trail by four. The inbound, Ava, and she will be fouled, chasing her from behind. Callie DeLong has her second foul of the game in the first, second quarter foul by Valley Falls. It'll be making the second quarter foul by Valley Falls. 6:22 to play in this opening half. And I could tell you, yeah, that was the second foul by Callie DeLong. The pass to the Tigers down to the corner. It's going to get away, and it's going to get out of bounds. It'll be off ACCHS. 9-5. What? Can't. 6:08 to go. Here in the first half. Ball knocked away. Tigers got to have it in down to their baseline. ACCH just flips it in, gets it over to Ava Spear, and she's bumped and pushed and run out of bounds on the far sideline. And the full court pressure by Valley Falls is giving the Lady Tigers a little bit of grief, getting the ball up the court and getting their offense underway. Little discrepancy we're trying to figure out upstairs here. The correct score. Here's a baseline shot. Too strong. And rebound down to the Tigers and Jenna Larison. So Larison, the Atchison County junior, doing a nice job, sweeps that board down. Spear brings it up, comes right side to Folks. Caden's holding it up high above her head. Now begins to dribble, backs away, defended by Brecken Moore. Over to the left side, Madison Martin. She plays it up high at the high post. Back behind her now, she'll go to Addison Crockett. And we will have an offensive foul off the basketball. And again, an illegal screen set for the Tigers. And this one is going to be on Cadiz Folks. It is her first foul of the game, and the Tigers' first foul of the second quarter. Crockett out of the game for Atchison County. And ACCHS, how about this? A 1-3-1 zone. Martin is in the middle. Up on top is going to be Emma Stevens. Ava Spear works the baseline. Here's the feed underneath. The shot is up and short. Rebound. Valley Falls is going to get a track down and reset. They'll try to drive in. Nothing doing. Comes out on top. The three from over the top of the zone is good. Chloe Cox with 4 points. It is now, according to my book, it is 12-5. And we're going to get a timeout. Tigers are going to take it. We're going to take it. 5 minutes and 9 to go. We're in the first half. It is Valley Falls 12, Atchison County 5.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Okay, we're going to fix up a little scorebook here because I think everybody up here thought that the Paisley-Hynes shot was a three, but the official on the floor says it was a two. So let's correct that score. And as Valley Falls is on a bit of a run, they have taken a 15-5 lead over the Tigers. We are 5:09 to go in the first half. Atchison County taking a timeout. Now they're again having trouble getting the ball in play. Gets the full court pressure, and it's going to come inbound. It's going to be stolen. It's going to be followed up and missed. And the follow shot is slapped away. Valley's going to pick it up off the floor. From the top, the shot is up. It's good. And that one is going to clearly be called a three. For Valley Falls, it's Gracie Connor hitting the long shot. ACCHS putting it in play in the backcourt. And again, having trouble getting it up the floor against the pressure. And it's going to be stolen, and it's going to get away, and the Tigers are going to rescue it, get it into the forecourt. 4:40 to play in the half now. The upcourt pass stolen. Here comes Valley Falls, and a pressure defense is making a difference. The ball gets loose on the baseline, and Valley will turn it over. 18-5. 4.5 to go in the first half. Tigers with a little bit of a deficit here, and they have not scored. But they scored 1 point in this quarter, and that was almost 3 minutes ago now. Madison Martin with a basketball. Swings it across. Larison gets across the timeline, and they're going to say mishandled the basketball. Tigers will turn it back over. So, for Valley Falls, the ball will be coming up playing just into the forecourt. Inbounded by Brick and Moore. Here's a three, right side, off the back, no. Rebound and a big collision, and it's going to be Valley Falls foul. And that's going to be on Gracie. Couple of fouls by Gracie Connor. And Valley Falls team foul three. The Tigers have committed only one second quarter foul. And we're almost halfway through the second quarter. Inbound is going to come to Martin. Her feet across is going to be anticipated. It's stolen. The shot on the other end misses. The Valley Falls rebound underneath is going to be fought for. Three players going to the floor after the basketball. Jump ball called. Possession, ACCHS. Valley Falls is taking two players and running them back to about midcourt, and then they've got three players just challenging the inbound. Tigers can't get it in. It's slapped out of bounds. It'll come back in again to ACCHS. Still 4:05 to go, second quarter. Tigers are going to bring Addison Crockett back in, and the inbound is stolen, and the rebound off the missed shot, ACCHS. Jenna Larison. She brings it down. She brings it up. Flies down the left side. Crosses over. Takes it to the elbow. Comes out on top to Ava. In the middle of Crockett. She pivots, twists, turns, top side. Larison's three. No. Rebound. Valley Falls, but we get a whistle. And where is the foul? Oh, they're going to say it was a foul on the three-point shot. And three free throws coming up. Chloe Cox will have her first foul. It'll be Valley Falls team foul four. However, coming to the line is going to be Jenna Larison for three free throws. The first one will be a wee bit short. Left side of the lane is going to be Madison Martin for the Tigers. Right side of the lane is going to have Addison Crockett. At midcourt is Cadiz Fultz. And in the backcourt is going to be Ava Spear. Second free throw will not go in. Scott Evans is going to take Brecken Moore out of the game, and Paisley-Hynes checks back in. 18-5 Valley. Third free throw right there. That's kind of like the three bears. A little porridge was too hot, a little porridge too cold, but that third one was just right. She was able to drop it down, and it is 18-6. Valley up a dozen. 3.5 to go in the half. Lady Dragons are going to widen the floor out a little bit, swing it way over to the right side. Now they'll feed to the block. The give and go to the top, return to the block, and the ball is going to be slapped away and out of her hands by the Tigers and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball at their offensive end. Got a veteran officiating crew. As a matter of fact, it's the same crew that we had for the MHMA JCN games a couple days ago. Oh, the crossbow pass stolen. Here's Ava Spear. Breaks away, down the floor, running shot, won't drop, rebounding it back down. It's going to be Valley Falls. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. The feed across the lane is going to be stolen by Martin. Atchison County will be back up the court. 3 minutes to go in a half. Tigers with it. Topside Spear. Free throw line to Martin. To a lob underneath for Crockett. The pass too short. Rebounding it. Valley Falls. Callie DeLong brings it up. Swings it over to Cox. Chloe launches the topside to Lily Brown, who's coming to game, the 5'6 sophomore. Baseline runner hits the side of the backboard. Rebound is on the floor. Valley Falls will dive on it. The Tigers are going to dive on it. And as they roll around, and it's going to be out of bounds to the Dragons. There's Lucy Kaming coming back into the game. Coming back in for Valley Falls, it'll be Bree Meyer, the 5'5" freshman. So both of these teams using a lot of numbers here in the first half. Valley has it on the top. Feeds underneath. Oh, wide open underneath, and the shot misses. Nice rebound, Crockett underneath. 2:20 to go in the half. Tigers with a basketball. Valley up a dozen. Crockett swings by the Tiger bench and indicates the coach that she would like to, I think, to rotate out, and she will. Back in for Atchison County, Emma Stevens. And coming in for Atchison County for the first time tonight, we're going to get the freshman, Annabelle Kessinger. So Kessinger will take the five along the baseline. You're going to have, we've got Foltz and Stevens topside. We're going to have Kaimig and Spear. Tiger pass, or the Valley pass, slapped out of bounds. It'll be put in play by Paisley Heinen. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Valley with the basketball, up a dozen. They'll dribble toward the top, cut into the lane, stop just inside the free throw line, bring it back off on top. Skip pass over to the right. The lob to the top, the step inside, the bounce pass into traffic, stolen by Atchison County. Nice job of intercepting the ball by Lucy Kaimig. Here comes ACCHS. Ava has it. She'll dribble it off on top, and, yeah, she traveled with it. It was a bit of a slow, delayed call, but it was correct. And for the Dragons, returning is going to be 5'9 freshman Caden Strickler. A minute 40 to go in the ladies' game at the half. To the right side, DeLong thought about the three and starts to square up and shuffle that extra step in there, travel to the ball right in front of the ACCHS pep band across the way from us here. Just kind of getting a little lay of the land. We're at the top of the stands right behind the scorer's table. It's an optimal place to watch a game from. Minute 20 left in the second quarter. Atchison County at the baseline. They'll lose the handle. They'll turn it over and back the other way will come Valley Falls. A minute 15 left before intermission. Guys, game's going to be coming up after this one, and then tomorrow we have more basketball. We'll be talking about that. Down to the baseline, stepping in. The baseline left side shot is up. It's good. Callie DeLong's first bucket of the game. 20-6. 1 minute left in the half. ACCHS flies up the floor. Great job of handling the ball by Kessinger. The shot from the top is off the mark. Kessinger's going to board it down. Brings it back on top. Here's a three for Spear. Doesn't get the roll. Tigers with another offensive board by Foltz. And they're going to rotate it back out topside with 40 seconds to go before the half. Here's Lucy. Time equal feed into the middle. Kessinger, right side Spear for three. Rebound and a foul from behind by Valley Falls. It'll be on Streckler. Her second foul, Half a minute to go. So, Kadren Strickler, two fouls. And at the free throw line for Atchison County, it is Fultz. Free throw, well done. Fultz will connect on the first. Charlie Paul's prayer to the second shot is going to get Brecken Moore back out on the floor. One more shot coming up for Fultz and won't go. Rebound rolls away, gets away, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tiger basketball. Just off the fingertips of Bree Meyer. ACCHS has it back in. 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. It is now 20-7. Now the officials are stopping the game. I don't know what the slowdown is. You can hear Coach Eckert. Here's the three. Shot won't go. Rebound. Jump ball. Here it is. Possession Valley. 22 seconds to go in the quarter, and we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Joseph, let's take it. 22 seconds left. We're approaching halftime. It's Valley Falls in front of the ladies' game, 20-7.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Coming back out of that timeout, let's see what Valley Falls has drawn up for this final play of the half. They take it down into the corner. They'll bounce it inside. I don't think that's what they had in mind. And a desperation shot at the buzzer does not go in. That takes us to intermission. So Valley Falls took a timeout, but I don't think it's exactly what Coach Van Houten had in mind. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to summarize things for you. Intermission in the ladies' game. Your score, Valley Falls Lady Dragons 20, Atchison County 7.
For the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
Welcome back here to Effingham, Kansas. Half court shot. Yeah, I'm just going to be a little wide to the right side. Not a bad effort at all. Gotta like the go on that one. Second one, yeah, that one's not quite getting in there either, but genuine effort for the half court shot. How about that? Let's recap that opening half scoring. First ball for Valley Falls, takes it away. Gracie Connor, how about her with 7? Chloe Cox, 4, 2 apiece for Paisley Heinen and Kelly DeLong and Brecken Moore. For the Lady Tigers, Ava Spear leads the charge with 4 points. One apiece in for Katie Spoltz and Jenna Larrison and Madison Martin. No one in any foul trouble. A couple of players, matter of fact, 3 players for Valley Falls have two. No player for the Tigers with more than one foul in the game so far. Guys, teams are out there warming up. Don't forget we'll have their game coming up after this one. But right now, it's halftime. We'll be taking a break and be back to begin the second half live. But with that intermission score in the girls' contest, Valley Falls 20, ACCHS 7. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio, and he has some holiday halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be going back to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictin men's and women's basketball, as they will be playing host to Dort. 2 p.m. is the tip-off time for the women's game. The men will take to the court later at 4 p.m. On KNZA and KMZA, our sister stations 103.9 FM and 92.1 FM, respectively, will have K-State men's basketball as they will be taking on South Dakota. Tip-off is 11 a.m., but tune in right around 10 o'clock to make sure that you get all of that pregame. The pregame for the KC Chiefs football at Tennessee Titans game, which will be carried on KMZA 92.1 and KLZA, that's 101.3 FM, will have a 11 a.m. pregame for the kickoff, which is scheduled for high noon Sunday.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Taking a look at the scores as I have them, I have some finals to report in girls' game. It was Silver Lake over Hayes, 62-41. Rossville ladies just beat Holton, 66-40. It was Royal Valley ladies above Sabetha, 56-41. I've got a halftime score in the Frankfurt game, but it came in just a little while back. It was Frankfurt 23 to Onega's 15. And in this game, we've got Valley Falls ladies leading ACCHS ladies 20-7. Taking a look at a boys' game final from earlier today, it was Hayden over Silver Lake 64-57. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 33 tonight under mainly clear skies. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Lows level off around 26. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy and dry. Sunday and Monday, upper 40s. Sunday, mid-50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 40 degrees and clear in Atchison right now. It feels like 33 out there with the winds out of the south at 12 miles per hour and a relative humidity of 43%. The air quality is good. The dew point is 19 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 29.78 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service. It's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotion, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And here we are, as quick as that. The Tigers are going to put the ball in play. It's going to be stolen by Valley Falls. They'll drive the length of the court. Driving shot is going to be up. Hits the bottom of the backboard, and a foul is going to be called. We are 11 seconds into the second half. Valley Falls with a steal. The Tigers with a turnover, and the Tigers with a foul. And Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. It happens that fast. Welcome back, everybody. Coming to the free throw line for Valley Falls is going to be Chloe Cox. The foul is going to be the second of the ball game for the Tigers. Jenna Larrison, the free throw is up and good. And Chloe is now the high scorer in the game at this point with 8. She and Gracie Connor went into halftime at 7 apiece. It is now 21-7. Valley Falls. Second free throw rolls out. Won't go. Tigers are going to rebound it down. 14-point lead. It is the largest advantage of the ball game for Valley. And here's ACCHS. Tigers will try to feed in the middle. They get it to Martin. She'll lean, turn. Can't get the shot to go down. She gets a little push from behind, but she's coming to the free throw line, getting a couple of shots. It'll be Valley Falls. Paisley Heinen collecting her first foul. Martin's free throw rolls and rattles. It goes in. So for Madison, point number 2, and she's now 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight. One more shot coming up for the Tiger senior. A couple of hard dribbles, little right-handed flip, up and in. So Madison with 3. It is now 21-9. We've got a ways to go in this. We're just underway in the second half, 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls down the court with the basketball. The Tigers in a little 1-3-1 zone defense. Valley comes topside. The 3 is going to be wide to the left. The rebound is going to be taken off the floor by the Dragons. From the baseline left, this shot is going to hit the top of the backboard to be rebounded down by Ava Spear, who will bring it up the court for Atchison County. 1 minute gone in quarter 3. ACCHS will lob it underneath to Martin. She'll go in. She'll go up. Nope. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in. It is 21-11. Tigers looking to mount a comeback early here in the second half. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Running shot is going to be deflected out of bounds by Martin. And quickly back into the game for Valley Falls is going to come Kadren Strickler. And here's the again, Strickler's in it because she is easily the tallest player on the entire roster at 5'10" for Valley Falls, and the freshman is being tasked with defending a much taller Tiger player. The shot goes up from Valley Falls, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Back it will come to the Dragons. 6:40 to go in the third. Guys game coming up after this one. Stick around. High school basketball scoreboard show on 103.9 after the games. Here's a baseline runner. It misses. Valley Falls with a rebound. Tigers reach in, and they're going to get it tied up. There's your jump ball call. The possession arrow. Back it'll go to Valley. And again, Valley Falls, interestingly enough, is going to be playing again tomorrow with Axtell. Little seesaw step. Baseline runner. Pretty shot. Rainbow up and good. And the bucket for Chloe Cox. She's got 10. Tigers up court with the basketball, and Ava Spear tumbles to the floor, getting fouled. Kind of tripped her up a little, and for Valley, no, for the Tigers. Tigers going to have that foul committed by Ava Spear. So two fouls in the third quarter for the Tigers. Here's a baseline shot. Up and good for 3. And Chloe Cox has kind of found the range now. That'll be her 3rd 3-point shot of the game. Her 13th point so far tonight. 13 of her team's 26. And the Tigers find themselves down 15. It is the largest Dragon lead so far tonight. Bounce pass looking to go into the middle. It's going to be knocked away and stolen. Fed back into the center. Running shot is up and too strong. Rebounding it down, Valley Falls. Dragons are going to be taking it the other way. 5:45 to go in the third. Valley Winter Basketball, they lead it 26-11. Here's a shot. It is off the front lip. No rebound. Tied up. No jump ball called. Valley's going to pick it up off the floor. Put the runner up to the left side and hit it. Silver Valley Falls perseverance by Gracie Connor, giving her 9 points. It's now 28-11. And the Tigers up court both turn it over with a travel. ACC is just being a little frustrated out there at the moment. And Coach Eckert will bring in some new players from the side. It's going to be Lucy Keimig rotating back in. 28-11, Valley Falls. 5:15 to go. Tomorrow on K-Radio, it's going to be Benedictine basketball. Haven't seen Raven Hoops in a while. The step inside, the feedback, the kick to the corner. Rotating it over to the elbow. On the floor once, twice, baseline runner is up and short. Madison Martin with a rebound. And then reaching in, trying to steal it from her. 5'5" Chloe Cox didn't have a really good shot at stealing that, but she did pick up her second foul. So there are five players for Valley Falls with two fouls apiece. Tigers with a basketball, having trouble with the full court pressure. Now Spear will bring it up. She'll get bumped a little bit, is able to stay in bounds, and now we'll lose the handle of the basketball. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and ACCHS will turn it over with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Coach Eckert's going to get Emma Stevens back into the game and take Madison out. They're getting her kind of reintroduced just incrementally. Tigers are going to drop back. This time they're going to shift to the 2-3 zone. You've got Spear and Keimig at the 1-2 spots at the top. Crockett playing it at the 5. The feed down to the baseline. The ball breaks loose. And the Tigers are going to steal it. Folks coming up with the basketball. Gets it away to Spear. And she will travel with it in the backcourt. So for Benedictine tomorrow, it's kind of the same and it's kind of different. It is the same in that, like a lot of their Saturday games, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock are the anticipated tip-off times. Unlike a lot of Saturdays, not only is it a non-conference game, as they will be hosting Dort, but B, it'll be the guys at 2 o'clock and the ladies at 4. Turnaround shot, Chloe Cox, 2 more points. What a great game she's having. It is now 30-11. Tigers have the ball in the backcourt, struggling to get across the timeline and do just in time. And a pass over to the right side. Emma Stevens comes into the lane, goes up with a shot, gets fouled, coming to the line. So it'll be Emma Stevens stepping to the stripe. Fisher's going to come this way. We'll see against whom. It's called 32, so that is going to be Caden Streckler's third. And the Tiger free throw will be a bit short. Emma will have one more free throw coming up here. She continues to look for her first point of the game. Emma Stevens out there. Second one, nicely done. 30-12. And we are precisely halfway through the third quarter. And then after tomorrow's game, if you can believe it, here we are at the 20th of December, and it will be the holiday break. We will not have a game for a few days through the Christmas holidays. Valley Falls getting a couple of shots away underneath, and neither of them would go in, but the rebound will be lost out of bounds to the Dragons. So Valley will have it in bounds on the right side of the lane down to their baseline. 3:47 to go. Here at ACCHS, there is no shot clock, so we do not have that. Can't imagine it would have made any difference in this one so far tonight. Here's a shot from the perimeter that's up no good. The offensive rebound followed up and missed. And a whistle, a foul, and a couple of free throws coming up for Valley Falls. The foul by the Tigers will be the second for Lucy Keimig. It'll be the third for Atchison County in this third quarter. And it'll put Callie DeLong at the line. She's got 2 points tonight, but is 0-2 at the line. See if she can break through here. First one hits the back of the rim and kicks back. One more shot coming up for Valley Falls. 5'4" junior Callie DeLong. And high this one up and bounces away. Won't go, but an offensive rebound off the missed free throw. The ball to the top, back over to the elbow, straight away, down the left side of the lane. Head fake, no room. Tiger defense moving nicely, not allowing that good, easy look. They'll beat a baseline, reverse the ball back around to the left from just inside the arc. The long two, off the mark, rebound pulled down by Fultz. Here comes Atchison County. Fultz will push it up the floor herself. All the way to the baseline. She'll drive it, slows down, lets her team join her in the forecourt, swings it over to the left side. Allison Dremel had it. It's going to be stolen away from her. Jailbreak, other end of the court, driving layup too hard. Rebound, Atchison County. And again, it's going to be pulled down by Fultz. She'll dump it over to Stevens. Emma gets it in the hand of Lucy Kymek, who will run the ball club right now at the one. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Lady Tigers with the basketball, but they trail 30-12. And as they head to the baseline, we're going to get another Valley Falls foul. This is going to be the third of the game by Gracie Connor. Gracie had 9 points in the game. She had 7 of those at halftime. Tigers will bring it in from their offensive end. The shot from beneath is partially deflected. Taken away by Valley Falls. Brecklin Moore coming down with the basketball. Races it into the forecourt. Dumps it over to the right side where the long two is airborne and short. Rebound tipped around. And it'll be controlled down by Crockett. And she's being defended hard all the way up the floor. Looking for a little bit of help. For Valley Falls, Brecklin Moore was just sticking right with her. Cross-court pass for Atchison County nearly stolen, but they're able to rescue it and run the offense. 2:12 left, third quarter. The bounce pass to the free throw line is going to escape, roll out of bounds untouched. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. Chloe Cox comes back in for Valley. Also, Lily Brown returns to the floor. And we are 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Tigers are going to bring Addison Crockett out for a little breather, getting Madison Martin back in, and Ava Spear returns for Cadiz Fultz. Valley Falls into the forecourt, and we are inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 30-12 is the Valley Falls lead here in this girls' game. The drive to the baseline, the big sweeping shoulder-high dribble, the pass to the top for a three that is well short, and Martin skies up to clear down the rebound. Kicks it over to Ava, and Spear up the floor. Ava, the senior point guard for head coach Andrew Eckert, skips it over to the right side to Stevens. Emma looking in, no one there. Now we'll try to get it to the corner, but a defender anticipated the pass. I have Abby Wilson, steals it away. Here comes Valley. They'll dump it over to the left side with a minute 20 to go in the third. Up 18, Valley Falls with the basketball. The three is launched, missed. Rebound off the floor, followed, hit. Chloe Cox with 2 more points. And Valley with his biggest lead of the game now. They are up 20. And we are a minute to go in quarter three. Martin will bring it up the floor. Looks to go to Spear. And then the Tigers will mishandle the ball and turn it over near midcourt. ACCHS is, we're going to get Aubrey in the game. Sophomore Aubrey Wiedmeyer. A minute to go in quarter three. Kelly DeLong is back in for Valley Falls. We've got Lily Brown back out there. The ball comes way up topside. Aaliyah Brown is in the game. Here's a shot up, missing the ball on the floor. Players battle for it. We're going to get them tied up and a jump ball, and it is going to be Tiger possession. So let's just set that five out there for Valley Falls. What do you say? With Chloe Cox and Brecken Moore, you're also going to have Alila Brown. And what else do I have out there? I've got Lily Brown. Here's a shot. Nope. Lily rebounds it down, and we'll get it away to Brecken. Moore up court with a basketball. Back over to the right side. That's going to be Chloe. Top to Brecken. Swing it around to the left side. That's Bree Meyer. And a travel in the middle. Tigers are going to get it back. So Atchison County with an opportunity of what likely would be the final shot of the third quarter. They trail by 20. 16 seconds left to get it up the floor. Here comes Ava Spear. Ava comes across at the middle, little right-hand dribble, pulls it up at the top, lobs underneath for Martin, and it's off her extended fingertips. She could not quite get to it. And back up court to basketball. Valley Falls, so they will have an opportunity with 6 seconds. Three-point shot. Yes. Chloe Cox lighting it up now. And that is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of the girls' game on tap. The score, Valley Falls 35, Atchison County 12.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We go to the fourth quarter as Valley Falls is being paced by Chloe Cox, the 5 foot 5 inch junior for the Lady Dragons, having a great game. 7 at halftime. She chalked up 13 third quarter points. Now 20 tonight so far for Chloe Cox. Gracie Connor has 9 and 2 apiece. Bailey Heinen, Callie DeLong, and Brecken Moore. For Atchison County, Madison Martin picking up 4 in that quarter. She leads the team with 5. Ava Spear, 4. Emma Stevens, Cadiz Foles, Jenna Larson, each with 1. Valley has the ball to begin things. The fourth quarter underway here in Effingham, Kansas. Little follow-away shot from 16, no. Rebound Valley, followed up. Then a Tiger foul. 7:40 to play. Guys, teams will be getting out here shortly. And the whistle is going to be on Atchison County's Addison Crockett. It will be her second foul of the game. Dragon free throw short. One more shot for Gracie. And the lefty knocks it in. So Gracie Connor is a double-figure scoring, and it's 36-12. 7:37 left in tonight's first game. Tigers will skip it over to the left side to, again, the sophomore, Aubrey Wiedmeyer. Aubrey will have it stripped out of her hand, take it to the other end. The driving shot, no. Rebound, no. Tiger foul underneath. Officials walking over. We're going to get a couple of more free throws. The foul is going to be the first foul of the game on Aubrey. A couple of hard dribbles and the shot. Nicely done. Chloe Cox continues her assault on the scoreboard. 21 points now. 7:20 to go in a game. This one rolls off no good. And a rebound comes down to Atchison County. 37-12. Valley Falls out front. And now they're going to come away with a steal. The drive to the other end. And the running layup will be up and good for Chloe. She's got 23. 39-12. 7 minutes left. Here's Ava Spear, a long cross-court pass nearly picked off, but Foles is able to rescue it. Now, her return pass is stolen, taking it down the left side. The shot misses, and we'll have a Tiger foul. Kelly DeLong came up with that steal. She just did a nice job of anticipating the cross-court pass. Emma Stevens chasing her from behind, reached out, tried to deflect her layup, and may have a little bit, but also made some contact, picks up her second foul. First of two free throws is up and good for DeLong. So after missing her first 4 free throws, Callie kind of zeroes in here and finds the range. And Valley Falls is going to bring in some new players to the game. Caden Strickler comes back in. Bree Meyer is over there. You've got Alila Brown, sophomore. And you've got Lily Brown, sophomore. Second free throw is up and good for Cali. So it's 41-12. And we are 6:40 to go. Walking it up, a little very deliberate right-hand dribble. The feet underneath the Crockett. Goes up and hits it and draws the foul. So for Addison Crockett, give it a bucket and a plus one. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls. It'll be number four for Strickler. Cadron, the 5'10 freshman. That is the first bucket of the game. And the free throw doesn't go in for Addison Crockett. Offensive rebound off the missed free throw. Nope. Rebound. Here's Valley. 41-14. 6.5 to go in the game. Valley Falls sends it up on top, and Breckman Moore will dump it over to the right side to Lily. Lily scoots a foot. No whistle. The ball now in front of the Valley bench. The drive to the baseline. The layup from underneath is going to be in. That's Breckman Moore picking up a fourth point. 43-14. We're 6 minutes left. Tigers jump it over to the right side. Bolt show long three it up. No. Rebound. Pull down Crockett. Power move goes in. He doesn't get the shot. Draws a foul. Back to the free throw line. Going to come Addison Crockett. For Valley Falls, the whistle. Going to be the first foul on Alila Brown. Free throw. Perfect. So Addison Crockett hits the first of two, collects her third point. Looking this one over, sends it off to wide to the right, but the follow shot won't go. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. 43-15. This fourth quarter moving along at quite a snail's pace as we have had a ton of fouls. 9 free throws in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's not speeding things up. 43-15. Guys' game's still on tap, so don't forget that's coming up. Valley with the ball and a commanding lead. The pass over to the left side is going to be off the fingertips of the Tiger defender. No, they're going to say it's going to be off a Valley player, so good work by Atchison County to be able to recover it, control of that basketball. And ACCHS, once again, is going to bring a new player into the game. And this is going to be a sophomore. It's Ashley Trishall. So Ashley comes in. Here's the feed, right side, turning shot, doesn't drop. Valley boards it down. 5:15 left in the game. Dragons look over at head coach Chad Van Houten. Get what he wants. Kind of telegraphed in. Here's a feed down low, and the spinning shot up and good for Lily Brown. 45-15. Up by 30 comes the Lady Dragons. 4:50 to play. Atchison County, it's going to be Trishall. Comes topside, Kymick. Lucy around to the wing. Way back out on top, Trishall. Lobs inside, trying to get in there to Addison Crockett, but passes just a little bit too long. And the Tigers are going to get Allison Dremel into the game. Allison, a freshman for the ACCHS program. Valley up the floor. 4:20 to go. Skip into the corner. Little head fake on the three. Nobody bit. Now the drive in the lane. And the Tigers coming up with a steal. And Valley Falls is going to steal it back. Midpoint of quarter four. 30-point game. Valley with the ball, with the lead. Thinking about the three here. And now it's knocked away. It's stolen. Down the floor, there comes Lucy. We'll get with two defenders catching her from behind. The shot is up and wide. And the rebound on the floor, players take it to the floor. Jump ball belongs to ACCHS. 3:40 and rolling, as it's a 45-15 game. Tigers coming into the baseline. Lucy, she'll bring it in, and Allison Dremel recovers it on top, swings it over to the right side. Ashley Trischel to feed. No, the shot. No, rebound. Valley. Lily Brown coming up with it. 3:15 to go. Clock running here. Brecken Moore swings it to the left side. Bree. Meyer comes back off on top. Gets it to Strickler. And as there's a drive down the right side, we get a turnover and a travel. Tigers are going to get it back. And back into the game for Atchison County will come freshman Annabelle Kessinger. Annabelle came in earlier in the ballgame, had a good stint out there. She's back in with 2:45. Here's a feed to her. The ball batted away. It's on the floor, and Valley's going to clear it down. Dragons up with it. Little look away pass over to the left side. Bree with it. And then a miscommunication. The cross-court pass for Lily is going to be just outside her. Tigers are going to get it back in. 2:20 left. Cross-court pass is going to be slapped, and it's going to go out of bounds. And did a Tiger reach out to try to touch it? The official from the top says no. Tiger ball. Official at the baseline thought perhaps a valiant effort to save the ball and it let it go off a Tiger fingertip. But no, that's not what happened. ACCHS right side over in front of the students. Pass comes out on top. Trischel feeds to the free throw line and starting to take a shot and then finding a defender in the way. Atchison County is going to travel. We're at a minute 40 left. And up the floor, it's Brecklin. Here's a three. Wide left. Gets away and goes out of bounds. And a big crowd, albeit at this point, a rather subdued crowd. Here at ACCHS for the Tigers, it'll be the final game of the 2025 portion of the season. The pass in the middle? No. But a foul call. And it'll be put in play by the Tigers in a forecourt at the 28-foot mark with 1 minute left. In batting it, it'll be the freshman, Allison Dremel. Allison will feed it to the baseline. In the corner, the ball gets doubled up. They work it off on top, back to the right. Little travel there, no whistle. Here's a shot, the long two, won't fall, rebound, Dragon. 40 seconds, counting it down to the end. In the forecourt, Valley follows with Brecken Moore. They're going to keep running the offense. Tigers are in the 2-3, and the ball batted away. ACCHS coming up with a basketball. Here's Emma Stevens down the floor. Goes in and up. No. Offensive rebound. Followed up. No, but there's a foul, and free throws coming up. The whistle is going to be on Valley Falls' Brecken Moore. Tigers are going to have to hustle up to get these free throws. They're going to let these free throws happen before the game ends, which is standard protocol. It's going to be Emma Stevens up there. First of two. Got it. Nicely done. 45-16. And that one dips out. Final score in this one tonight. It's the Valley Falls Lady Dragons 45, Atchison County 16, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio, and found online at mscnews.net.
There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information and the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
are coming out of the court. They're going to be warming up. We'll have a guys' game coming up here before too long. A quick recap of the ladies' contest. Valley Falls winning at 45-16 for Atchison County. Paints it away. Madison Martin coming off the bench getting 5. Ava Spear 4-3 for Addison Crockett. Emma Stevens knocked down 2-1 apiece for Cadiz Fultz and Jenna Larison. For Valley Falls, well, I don't think there's any question who your Bank of Atchison player of the game for tonight is. How about the game that Chloe Cox put together? Chloe, what'd she have? 4 three-point shots on her way to 23. She had 20 of those at the end of three quarters. We saw a limited moments in the fourth quarter. So 23 for Chloe Cox and Valley Falls. Double figures also as Gracie Connor with 10. Following them, Callie DeLong and Brenton Moore with 4 apiece and 2 apiece for both Paisley Heinen and Lily Brown. Well, again, guys are not warming up. We'll bring you that game shortly. We're going to take a little bit of an intermission prior to that as we get everything set up for the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader tonight. Final score once more in the ladies' game. Valley Falls getting past ACCHS on the road tonight. Lady Dragons 45, Lady Tigers 16. We'll be back with a guys' game. But first, we're taking it back to Joseph. He's our man in the Care Sports Studio, and we'll be back here in about 11 or 12 minutes.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.